Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Beis. Ksas Dvarim Ha'asurim Metalta B'Yantiv. Some things that you're not allowed to carry on Yantiv. So this is based on a Braisa in Beitza. On Daf Chaf He Amud Beis. Says the Braisa, Tan Rabbanim, Ein Hasuma Yotze B'Maklo. A blind man may not go out on Yantiv into the Rishus HaRabim with his makel, with his stick. Rashi explains that it is derech chol, and it is a zilusa de yantif. Continues the braisa. V'lo ha-ro'eh b'tarmilo. The shepherd cannot go out with his bag. Then it talks about Ein Yotzin B'Kisei. Okay, that we'll talk about in a minute. Let's jump into Tav Kuf Chav Beis Sif Aleph. Quotes from the Braisa. Ein Hasuma Yotze B'Maklo. The blind man may not go out on Yontif with his makel, with his stick. V'lo HaRo'eh B'Tamilo. And the shepherd can't go out with his bag. Mishabur says Sif Katan Aleph. Ein Hasuma V'Adin Zakein. Also, someone who is old. However, says the Sharat Zion on the bottom, Ois Aleph, Vim his kin kolkach, if he's so old, she'i efshod leilech klav, b'limakel, that he can't walk at all without his stick, mutter afilu b'Shabbos, it'll be mutter even on Shabbos, v'chanal b'simen shin Aleph, v'mishabur sefkotan samich dalid, ayin sham. So we have shin Aleph, sefkotan samich dalid. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Aleph Yud Ches, Suma Oselo Lotzeis Bamakel. The Suma, the blind man, is not allowed to go out with his stick. What does it mean, go out? Explains the Mishabura Sifkot on Samaches, Hainu Chutz La'erev. He can't go outside the Erev with his stick. Vatam, the etzem halichato, efshar lalech b'makel. Blind man can walk without a stick. Doesn't know where he's going, but the act of walking he can do without the stick. And he's only taking it to help him walk straight, but it's not actually helping him with the actual walking. And therefore it can't be done outside of an Erev. Okay, here we're dealing with Yantif. Normally you're allowed to carry on Yantif. So let's see what the exact scenario is. Look at the Mishabur Sifkotan Beis. Ein Asuma Yotze. Yotze B'Mako. Can't go out with a stick. Hainu L'Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelis. He can't go out on Yontif where there's no Erev into a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis. Even though, really, we said if there's a Ksorach Ksas, you're allowed to carry on Yontif and Rishus HaRabim. V'bnei Shu Derech Chol V'Zilzul Yontif. It is Derech Chol V'Zilzul Yontif. He can really walk without it. It helps him to know where he's going, but he doesn't really need it for the actual act of walking. The next line in the Braisa, and the next line in Shulchan Aruch, the shepherd can't come out with his bag. We're talking about the Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis on Yontif without an Erev. Also, mitam zilusa liyantif. It's a zilzul tiyantif. Then the Shar HaTziyun on the bottom, Ois Aleph points out. No, we did Ois Aleph. Ois Beis. Taz b'shem Marisha. V'kosav shem od. De la'afuki mi'bayis l'chotzer. Afilu lo irvu, ein l'hachmir b'zeh b'yantif. V'b'shabes gam zeh osa. So we have three categories. We have Rishus HaRabim, where it's also min HaTorah to carry on Shabbos. So there we say, and we have a Carmelis. A Carmelis, it's also min Darbanan to carry on Shabbos. On Yontif, normally, if you have some Tzorech, you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim and in the Carmelis if there's some Tzorech Hayom Ksat. You have some need for it on Yontif. Here, because it's considered it's not technically needed for the actual act of walking, it's considered to be a zilzul for yontif and derech chol. However, the third category that on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry is from your house into the chotzer. let's say if there's no Erev, to carry from your apartment into the Chadar Madrigot. Even into the hallway, because your apartment is your personal property. The hallway belongs, let's say, to the whole building. Or even if it just belongs to the people on the floor and someone else on the floor. Even though it's surrounded by four walls, you need to make an Erev. Okay. Anyway, the point is you can't carry in a chatzer that has, let's say, two houses in it, at least two plus houses in it, without making an Erev. So here, we don't go so far as to say that on Yontif, the blind man can't use his stick in such an area. He can't use it in Lushas HaRabim, he can't use it in the Karmelis, but he can use it in this area. Now we're talking about there's no Erev and on Yontif. But he can do it in a Chatzer She'ena Me'urevis, because it's a Chatzer, it's a much lower level, it's still Shabbos would be Usar, but it's a much lower level of carrying than the Karmelis, which itself is lower level than the Rishus HaRabim. So then he tells us to look in the Sharat Tzion over here, in the Shin Aleph, Yud Ches, Samech Ches, and Sharat Tzion, Ois Ayin Dalet. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what he wants from it. Okay, weiter. Continues, V'din Chiger, and a person who is lame, he can't walk, Dino B'yontif K'mo B'Shabbos, V'ayin Le'el Shin Aleph Sif Yod Zayin. If we go back to Shin Aleph Sif Yod Zayin, Chiger She'eni Yochol Leilich B'lo Makel, someone who has a problem with his foot, and he cannot walk without the stick, he's allowed to use it on Shabbos outside of the Erev. The Mishnah Berurah explains, since he physically can't walk. It's not like the blind man can walk. There's nothing wrong with the legs of the blind man. The problem is with his eyes. He doesn't know where he's going. The Chiger can't walk. He can't physically walk without the stick. So that stick becomes like his shoe. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Havilei kimin al didei. It's like his shoe, quoting from the Rosh, and it's like his shoe, and he can wear it even outside of the Erev on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber goes on to say, but if he can walk without it, just helps him, then already it's us. It's only if he mamish needs a stick to walk. Sounds a little bit like, the way I understand, most sticks I don't think mamish help. They help you walk, but I don't think most people who have a stick can't walk without the stick. Maybe I'm wrong. I see crutches being more that type of item. But, I mean, here in Halacha, they're talking about a walking stick, that where a person, if a person mamish can't walk without it, so it's like his shoe. And if he can't walk without it, then he can't carry it outside the Erev on Shabbos. Okay, that's Seif Aleph. Seif Beis. Okay, so Sif Beis, we were explaining from the Braisa. The Braisa says that you can't go out in a chair on Yontif. They can't carry you out in a chair, but if you're the Rav, you're the Rosh Hashiva, people need him, they need to get him to the Beis Medrash to give the shiur, im Rabim Tzrichim Lo, then it's going to be mutter for him to be carried on a chair. Rav Ami clarifies, you can carry him on a chair, but you can't be Shelo Yekasef. What's Yekasef, the Gemara wants to know? Alunki. What's Alunki, which is actually a term used in the Alunka, is an army term carrying like a stretcher type of thing. Here Rashi explains, we're talking about two people. Each one puts his arms on his friend's shoulder. I put my arms on your shoulder, you put your arms on my shoulder, and then the chair goes on top of those arms. Okay, that Rav Ami says is not allowed. You can carry him, Rabim Tzrichim Lo, you can carry him in a chair, but not in that fashion with the arms on the shoulders and the chair resting on the arms. Then the Gemara asks the different people who did it. The Gemara says, well, they were afraid they were going to fall the other way. For some reason, this is supposed to be more secure, or it looks more secure, feels more secure, and therefore it's mutter if a person's afraid to be carried in other ways. Then the Gemara tells us that Ameimar and Marzutra, Makasvi Lehu B'Shabbos Adarigla, they were carried in this katif fashion with the arms on the shoulders, and they were on the chair, and the chair was on the arms that was on the shoulders. Gemara asks why they did that, or Gemara says why they did that. Two reasons: either biasusa, either they were afraid of falling in the other way, or mishum duchka ditzibura, they're afraid that everyone's trying to get a glimpse of the Rosh Hashiva, and therefore they had to be higher up, they had to be carried, and they had to be carried in this way. Now, when the Torah brings this down, he says if a person's afraid to be carried the other way, he's allowed to be carried with this special way, with the arms on the shoulders and the chair on the arms. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make mention of that. He just says it's mutter. Let's see, Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Chav Beis Beis. Ein Yotzin Bikise, you can't be carried out on a chair. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. No difference between a man and a woman. Mishnah Berurah explains, Shayadarkam hotzias ha'nechbar v'kisei, that we used to carry out the chashuvim, the respectable people, would be carried out on a chair. Shahaya hu yoshev v'katedra v'achir me'inosin et ha'katedra. He would sit on the special chair, and they would carry the chair al ktefam, on their shoulders. Kidei shelo yidchakuhu anoshim, so he wouldn't get pushed by people, or that his clothes won't get dirty. I don't know why his clothes would get dirty walking on the ground, but okay. The Kasa Poskim continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalin. The Davka Bikisei Aser, only to carry a man on a chair is Aser, Mishum Du Uvdu Dachol, because it's the way it's done during the week. It's not Shabbos Dik, it's Uvdu Dachol. But to put the Rosh Hashiva on your shoulders without a chair, that is going to be mutter. I shouldn't say Rosh Hashiva. To put anybody on your shoulders without a chair is going to be mutter. To carry someone out on a chair on Yontif outside of the Erev, it seems we're talking about, that is inappropriate. That's problematic. But, continues the Shulchan Aruch, the Ish Shoyu Rabim Trichim Lo, but if it's someone that everybody needs, why? Mishnah Berurah of Katan, hey, he's the Rav, he's giving the Drasha and Shul. Shoyu Rabim Trichim Lo, the base of Medrash, the Drasha. Then it's going to be mutter to put him on the chair. And once you put him on the chair, Motzino to ala Katef, Afila Ba'apiryon. You can even do this Katef method of carrying him outside, even though the Torah said only if he's scared of falling the other way. Shulchan Aruch just says mutter. The Gross first says this is not like Rav Ami explained in the Braisa that ubevach lo yikasef. It's not true ubevach lo yikasef. You can't be makasef. And then the Gross says it's like the second lashon of the Gemara. Ameimer Marzutra were carried that way because of duchka ditzibura. So he just says that the Adam, the Isha, how you rabbin trichim lo, maybe there's an inherent understanding that it's going to be a duchka, the tzibura. People are going to be pushing to get to him. I don't know. But the Mechaber brings down the Kula. The Gra explains where it comes from. Not like Rav Ami, like the second Lashon in the Gemara about Ameimer and Marzutra. And then the Riff and the Rambam, also a Mako. We're dealing with it in the Rabbanon. And therefore there's room to go with the more lenient opinions over here. Mishmur Sifkatan Vav says, Rabim Trichim Lo Mutter, Vafilu Yochol Eilech Baragel, even he can walk with his feet, Mutter Miyesh Baza Eza Tzorech, if there's any Tzorech, he can be carried on the chair. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, even Ala Katev, Mishmur Sifkatan Zayin Perish, Afilu Ala Katev, even on the shoulders, Shemesim Kol Echad Yado Ala Katev Chavero, each one puts his hand on the friend's shoulder, and the chair on which the Adam Choshev is sitting on is al zro'o sehem, it's on the arms that are on each other's shoulders. The kol shekein, it's okay if you're actually holding the chair, but you're even allowed to do this other way. Okay. Sif Gimel, Mishen is kavtu. His legs shriveled up and now he can't walk. He's allowed to use a cane. He's allowed to use a walker. Mishabura says, even into the Rishus HaRabim. the nechshav lo kiminal, like we saw in Hilchos Shabbos over there. It's considered like his shoe. Kevin shein yachol lelech bilto, because he needs it to walk. So that's going to be okay. Sif dalid, ein manhigin behema b'makel. You cannot use a stick to direct the animal and to lead the animal. So this is a Mishnah in Beitza, Daflam and Beiz, I'm in Beiz. Ein manhigin es a behema b'makel b'yantif. You're not allowed to lead an animal using a stick on yantif. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, matir. Rabbi Elazar allows it. The halacha is like Tanakama, that it's awesome. Gemara tries to figure out why it's aser. The Gemara concludes because it looks mechzi command the ozer lechinga. It looks like you're taking the animal out to be sold. If you're taking him out with a stick, it's a very formal way of taking out the animal, and it looks like you're taking him to the marketplace to sell him. It's like a maris ayin kind of din, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ain manhigin behema b'makel. You can't lead the animal by using a stick. Okay, it looks like a very innocent sif, but there's some very important stuff here in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sif katan taz ein manhigin behema b'makel afilu azmei lamakel me'etmol lakach. Even if you set aside this stick to be used for such a purpose before yantif, the shuv les be mishum muksa, and therefore there's no muksa problem. It's still going to be usser. The isser has nothing to do with the muksa status of the stick. The Merzi commander Ozer Lushuk Lumachro, because it looks like you're taking him to the marketplace to sell him, and that's why it is going to be Ozer. Look at the Sharatziyun Ois Yud on the bottom of the page. The Labhachi, if you did not set aside the stick before Yontif, Hamakel Muksa, the stick is going to be Muksa. Okay. Okay, now the Sharatzit adds a line from the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Lami Gimel. Delo nitnu eitzim ela lahasaka kumo shekosav amagir Avram in Tav Kuf Beis Sivkatun Yir Alef. These, what is the, on Shabbos, we know that sticks and stones may break my bones. Sticks and stones are muksa. They consider to have not no purpose and no function, and they're not a kli. What is the status, and stones on Yantif are just like stones on Shabbos? Well, what about wood? Wood on Yantif is very functional. You're allowed to make a fire. You can't strike a match. You can't create a new fire. Or you're allowed to transfer fire. I'm allowed to throw wood into my bonfire for warmth, for cooking, for whatever. So, therefore, the wood, is wood muksa? Is wood not muksa? So, the Gemara has such a line. That lo nitnu eitzim ella lahasaka. Wood is there for burning. Okay? Now what does that mean? So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur writes that if the wood is fit to be used in a fire, it means it's a dry piece of wood that will burn in a normal way, as opposed to a wet, moist piece of wood that does not burn properly, it first has to die and dry out and whatever. But if it's a dry piece of wood, the Torah says it's not muksa. The Rambam says, so that means according to the Torah, wood, random wood lying on the street on Yantif, if it's fit for a fire, is not going to be muksa. According to the Rambam, they only allowed you to, they took away the muksa status from the wood only if you're using it for firewood. When it says lo nitnu eitim ela lahasaka, it means if you're using this wood for firewood, then it's not muksa. You want to use it for something else. You want to use it to hit your cow and to lead your cow. Then that's going to be muksa unless you set it aside before yantif. The fact that you can use it for firewood, according to the Rambam, does not mean that it's not muksa for everything else. It means for firewood, it's not muksa. Anything else you want to do with it, it is muksa. The Torah says no. Once it's not muksa for firewood, it's not muksa. Not muksa means not muksa. But here the Sharat Zion is telling us from the Magen Avraham, like the Rambam, that wood is only not muksa if you want to use it as firewood. You want to use it as to lead your animal someplace, aside from the separate issur of leading an animal which looks like you're going to sell him. That wood, if you did not set it aside before yantiv, that wood is muksa. Now, okay, this is a very juicy topic. Not really so simple and so clear. There's a lot involved in the sugya. It's a sugya in Siman Tov Kuf Beis. That is just the tip of the iceberg, a little taste, and that concludes Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Beis.